The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. We celebrate Memorial Day tomorrow and kind of throughout this weekend. I've always admired the heroic sacrifices of so many of our men and women in the armed forces, those especially that gave their lives in direct service of our freedoms and of our country. But even though I've admired them and seen them as heroic, I've always struggled to really connect with them or identify with them because I'm not much of a hunter. I never really played shooter video games or anything like that. Really, frankly, I don't think I would be a very good soldier. So I always admired them and thought that was a good thing, but thought they're made of something completely different than whatever I'm made of. Because I would not have the courage to be there in the line of duty or to be able to stand alongside those fighting with me and protect them. So I admired that, but like I said, I thought they were just different from me. I wasn't made like that. But actually, when I was in seminary out at Mount St. Mary's in Maryland, we visited the Naval Academy in Annapolis one year. Some of the Catholic midshipmen wanted to show us around campus, show us what it was like there for them. And so we drove about an hour down there, and I thought it would be interesting to see what their life was like. But I was very surprised that when I got there, I realized life in the Naval Academy and life in seminary actually had a lot of similarities. There's very much a hierarchy, an idea of discipline and the things that you do and the things that you don't do. There's always a schedule of things to follow, what comes next, and often those things are done all together. The midshipmen doing it with their fellow soldiers and us seminarians doing things always together to grow in community and grow in holiness. So I realized that maybe what they're made of isn't that much different than what I am made of. So I asked one of them, I said, "You know, do you really like the discipline and all the rules that they have here for you in the Navy and at the Naval Academy?" He just kind of laughed and he said, "I mean, no, not really. Like, that's not why I came to the Naval Academy. It's because I want to serve my country and to protect those rights and freedoms of those around me." And it was in that moment that I realized that that's actually very similar to the call I felt when I was called into the seminary. That I didn't go to seminary because I wanted to pray more holy hours or to be around 100 and some other guys thinking about being a priest. I didn't go because I had always dreamed of studying philosophy and theology for 6 years of my life. But I went because there was a sense of obedience, of saying yes to what God was calling me to do. But with this particular midshipman, I realized he was doing pretty much the same thing and kind of being obedient to this call to serve his country. That it wasn't doing that because he was made of something different or he already had this discipline and this structured life that he found in the Naval Academy. Said he was willing to do all those things and to do them, I would say, joyfully because he was answering that call. So I think about that on our ordination weekend and this Memorial Day. I think it actually fits in very well with our liturgical celebration of Trinity Sunday. Because there's many things we can learn about the world and about God from the Trinity, the fact that he is three persons but one God. Three distinct persons, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, but always acting in unison with each other. And I think another way to think about that is the three persons of the Trinity are each obedient to the other persons of the Trinity. That they never just go rogue and do something on their own or are just looking at what would benefit them the most. But instead, they willingly and joyfully do things, even heroic things, out of obedience to the others. It can probably most easily be seen in the second person of the Trinity, the Son. That when the Son was sent into the world to be born of Mary to save us from our sins, it wasn't like the Son was waiting up in heaven just waiting for his moment to shine, right? His moment to kind of be different from the Father and the Holy Spirit, to kind of go do his own thing in the world. Instead, he willingly took on that role as the one to become incarnate, being obedient to the Father and the Holy Spirit, deferring not what he wanted, but what was best for the Godhead and what was best for all of creation. And the good thing about that is I think Jesus never felt like he was doing things on his own. That when he would go out to preach or we would go heal people, when he was preparing for his crucifixion and death, and even when he was sending the apostles out like he did in today's gospel, that in all those moments he knew he was doing it with the Father and with the Holy Spirit. So it wasn't relying on him to make himself to make it work, but it was always relying and working with the Father and the Holy Spirit. And going back to the analogy of the soldiers we remember on Memorial Day, that's why so many of our brave men and women are able to do heroic things. Not just because they're made of something different than us or they were kind of set aside for some special task. They, having been obedient to that call to serve others and to serve their country, that in that moment when they have to make a heroic choice or sacrifice themselves, they're able to do it because it's for something bigger than themselves. They're doing it for their family and their flag and their nation. But in a way that gives them kind of an extra ability to do those difficult things. That even if it's not the thing they would have chosen to do on their own, now that they've been obedient and said yes to it, they can do things generously and be even stronger than they thought they could. I think that's what the life of the Trinity always is. They're always working with each other, always supporting each other, but also knowing that they do not have to do things on their own. I think that's what Jesus is trying to hand on to his disciples and to us in today's gospel. That right before Jesus is going to ascend to heaven, he wants to send them out and to tell them to go and baptize, not just in the name of Jesus, but to baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I think that first part makes sense. Okay, yes, we baptize in the name of the Trinity. But I think the next line actually shows us what Jesus is trying to do for them. And after that, he says, "And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." And as he sends them out to preach, as he sends them out to baptize the nations, he wants the disciples to know that they're not doing it alone. Just like he was strengthened by knowing he was doing all these things with the Father and with the Holy Spirit, he wants us to know that we do it with the power and help of that same Trinity. That there is a sense of unity with him in all that we do. That the ways we love our neighbors and proclaim his goodness in this life can lead us to perfect union with him in heaven. Brothers and sisters, let us pray today for that heroic grace, that we can go out into the world and proclaim the goodness of God, but also that we can always be united to the Trinity. That source of life and goodness will make our lives fruitful with his love. And like the midshipmen, like hopefully our newly ordained priests, and like all the saints that have gone before us, we can go out into the world united to the Holy Trinity, strengthened by the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, not just to survive and get through the challenges we face, but instead to go out and bear great fruit, to go out and renew the face of the earth through our union with the Holy Trinity.